Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are going to talk about getting your DNA evaluated with 23andMe. And I have done Ancestry before, but they don't offer a health option, as far as I know, that 23andMe does. It costs, if you do, you have to get both from 23andMe, so you'll get your ancestry plus any health-related genetic indications. It's about $200. I think it was $199 or $195 or something like that. So you need, and this is going to be from Dr. Bredesen's book here, The End of Alzheimer's. Note that 23andMe does not provide a full genome and therefore not all the single nucleotide polymorphisms, which are DNA differences associated with Alzheimer's disease, will be evaluated. However, APOE status, which is the marker for the genetic marker for Alzheimer's, should be reported about 85% of the time. APOE status will be reported, like I just said. And they have just started reporting APOE status, the 23andMe have. So when you order your kit, you go on the web, go to 23andme.com and click on the How It Works tab. Click on the Shop Now button. Select Health plus Ancestry, like I said, and click on the Add to Cart button to begin setting up your profile and credit card billing. Be sure to remember the user ID and password for your new account. When you receive the DNA kit in the mail, open it and follow the instructions. It's just a saliva sample first thing in the morning. Visit 23andMe and select Register Kit to make sure it's registered so they can keep in touch with you. Mail the sample back to 23andMe in their original prepaid mailing box. You will receive a confirmation email from 23andMe once your sample reaches their lab. Now, it takes 4 to 6 weeks for them to process all this information, and I should be getting mine any minute. I've been getting all kinds of emails and things like that, and you'll definitely be getting some emails from them, so just be aware of that. Now, assessing your genome file, you'll receive an email from 23andMe when your genome sequencing has been completed. You log into your account on the 23andMe website to download your genome data. Click on your profile name at the top right after logging in. Select Browse Raw Data, and on their next web page, click on the Download button. Specify the profile to download, which is yours. Choose All DNA. Verify you've downloaded a file whose zip size is about 5 to 30 megabytes. The downloaded file's name is of the form genome underscore your underscore name underscore full underscore date dot zip. Once you have received this file, it can be analyzed by websites such as Prometheus, which is at www.prometheus.com. And they will let you know exactly what it is that you're looking at and what your risk is. Now, you may remember that when you are APOE4 positive, if you have one copy of the allele, that increases your risk by 30% of having Alzheimer's or cognitive decline. If you have two alleles or one from each parent, that increases your risk by over 50 to 60%. Now, that's something that used to scare people half to death. And in our Brain Builders Masterclass that we have going right now, which you can actually join the waitlist for the next one, and that link is in the description of this podcast, and you can also go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, as in Brain Builders. A lot of the people are scared and don't want to know. And that's kind of like not wanting to know if you have cancer or something like that because you don't think there's a solution. Well, that's not the case anymore with Alzheimer's. There are several different hundreds, actually, of people that have done the RECODE protocol that Dr. Bredesen recommends, and he strongly emphasizes the fact that the sooner you start, the easier it is to fix. So procrastinating because out of fear is the exact opposite thing of what you need to do. You need to get proactive with your health. You need to find out where you are, and maybe you're not APOE4 positive. Maybe you're APOE3 positive, which still increases your risk a bit, but it's not quite the same. Now, the theory behind the genetic marker is that years ago, our ancestors years and years and years and years, thousands of years ago, did not have the APOE4 allele. But when we came out of the trees and started walking the savannah, trying to put your ancestry beliefs aside, in anthropology-wise, we're thinking that we came out of the trees and we started walking on the ground, and we needed to have this APOE4 allele, and at this point, everyone had it because it encourages inflammation. And why would we want to encourage inflammation? Well, the reason is because if we're walking on the ground, we have a lot higher tendency for stepping on something, cutting our foot, and then stepping in not the cleanest things and dung or whatever happened to be on the savannah. And in order to heal the body and protect it from such pathogens that would be in your bloodstream, bacteria and whatnot, we needed to have an inflammatory response. So it was a good thing. Then, now that we're more sophisticated, we still have that APOE4 gene. And one of the biggest adaptations to the RICO protocol that Dr. Bredesen recommends is that instead of the KetoFlex 12-3 diet, where 12 stands for 12 hours between the time you finish dinner to when you eat breakfast the next morning, so it's a 12-hour fast, you need to have it be at least 16 hours. And personally, I just like to assume that I do have the APOE4 allele. Therefore, I'm going to be having a fast of 16 to 18 hours just to make sure. And some of the members of the Brain Builders Masterclass take even more of a gap, make an even longer fast. And some of them only eat 2 hours out of the day. That's their feeding window, as it were. So it's important that you're aware of this. And as I said, the sooner you find out, the sooner you can fix it and or start working on fixing it. Dr. Bredesen has had amazing results. I mean, some of the stories are just mind-blowing, how people that could speak multiple languages couldn't speak those languages anymore, couldn't remember their pets' names anymore, and just couldn't even function, couldn't work at their jobs anymore. And then after doing this protocol, after taking it takes a while. It could be 4 to 6 months, and suddenly they start realizing they can remember how to speak those languages again. I mean, how amazing would it be to be able to speak a language and then forget, and then suddenly you could just remember it again? That's pretty amazing. And you have to keep in mind, the reason that the KetoFlex diet works is that our brains have two different ways of generating energy. We have glucose metabolism, which is what most of us use nowadays. And unfortunately, that's the reason that's going on is because we have so many processed foods, so many simple carbohydrates, so many sugars. The processed foods are just ridiculous. And basically, the KetoFlex diet encourages you to not eat anything that comes with a label on it that has to tell you what's in it. I mean, if you buy a banana, it doesn't have a little label on there telling you the nutritional facts of a banana, because you know it's a banana. It's not going to say it contains banana, polysorbate 80, as a preservative, blah, 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 because it's just a banana. And those are things that are really important. We are going to talk about, we talked about foods last time, foods to avoid and foods to eat. And we're going to actually talk about that because it is so important. We're going to talk about it again in a couple of days, just to make sure people are aware that food, what you put in your body, actually does matter. What a novel idea. It's kind of, that's what I liked about when I was playing with the Houston Oilers. Steve Watterson was the strength coach there, and he would meet with each of the players, and I loved his analogy. He would say, okay, you are an elite athlete, so you have to look at yourself as, and this goes for anybody, you are like a Ferrari. If you have a Ferrari, I mean, you are going to be taking extra special care of that Ferrari. You're going to be putting just the most premium gas you can put in that Ferrari. You're going to be, some of you would probably be wiping it down with the diaper just to make sure it stays extra clean. And that is, you need to look at your body like that. So you don't want to put bad gas, which would just be bad processed foods, into your body, because this is your vehicle while you're here on this planet. You want to have good high quality premium foods that you put into your body. And so that's for the glucose. We have glucose, like I said, that burns energy, but the brain, as we age, loses its ability to really get the ideal amounts of energy from glucose. And so it would rather, because the brain is mostly fat and water, you want to have another option and utilize the other source of energy, which are ketones. And that's what the ketogenic diet does. He recommends being in a mild state of ketosis, which is, if you get a ketone meter, which we talked about last time, get one of those. It will tell you what your ketone levels are, and you want to be in the 0.5 to 2, as high as 4 potentially, ketone levels to make sure that you're in mild ketosis. This way, we're making sure that your brain is getting all the proper nutrients that it needs. Now, that's important because every 120 days, we have an entirely new blood supply. The blood cells, the erythrocytes, they break down and are reabsorbed by the body and new cells are formed. And that happens in the bone marrow. But also in the bones, in the skeleton, we have osteocytes and osteocytes, which are the cells that make up the bone. And you can have osteoblast activity or osteoclast activity. Now, the osteoblast activity helps to build up new bone cells, and osteoclast activity helps to break down the bone cells so that you have nice, fresh bone cells. So every year to year and a half, we have a brand new skeleton because of that whole breaking down or building up the anabolic, the catabolic functions. Same actually is true for the brain. We have a brand new brain. There's nerves that are, there's neuroblastic and neuroclastic activity going on in the brain. So it's either building up or breaking down the nerve cells. And it's important that you have all the ingredients to focus and encourage osteoblastic activity, which builds up, not osteoblastic, but neuroblastic, which builds up those neurons to make sure they're as healthy as possible. Because as we age, our brains need to have as much fat as possible, 60 to 70% fat. And it's the good fat. It's not, you're not just chowing down on, you know, fried pork rinds and stuff like that, obviously, but you're eating the good fats like are in walnuts and almonds and avocado is amazing. And you'll notice when you're eating this way that after you eat a meal that has a lot of these good fats, instead of feeling full and tired and kind of like after you eat a huge Thanksgiving meal, you'll feel a lot more energized because you've given your body the building blocks for the brain to really be more awake and more alert. And so this is critical for maintaining proper brain health and for restoring proper brain health if we're kind of starting to get a little forgetful and things like that. So as I mentioned, we are still, we're having a great time in the Brain Builders Masterclass. We have a class every Friday at 6. We have 5 more classes to go. This week we're going to be talking about type 1 Alzheimer's, which is from inflammation involving the APOE4 markers. And we're going to talk about the different ways that your body can be inflamed, what can cause it to be inflamed. If you'd like to join the waitlist for the next master class, that is at bit.ly/waitlistbb. There's also a link here in the description of the podcast. I really, really appreciate you listening to the podcast, and please share it with those of your loved ones that you care about. If you're a caregiver, you understand that it's like a second job. You've got your job, and then you have to take care of your loved one or your spouse, your family member. And it's just really important that we all stay positive, know that there is an option, there is hope. Never give up hope, because you can build a healthier body, a healthier brain. All it needs are the proper building blocks. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on the Brain Builders Podcast.